This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here for another weekly visit with the doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there is a doctor in the house. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is in the house, the Good Day Health house, with his overview of fabulous research. Every week he joins me here on Good Day Health to go through what he's studied. He's got his own facility down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Ken's probably one of the best known cardiologists in the country. He's known as much for his knowledge as he is for his treatment practices and his ability to really work wonderfully well with patients. So I recommend him all the time to people that aren't even there. The telemedicine thing that we have now allows you to connect. So listen to Ken if you're here for the first time. We have, by the way, tens of thousands of people, Ken, listening every week to the podcast, which is a gooddayhealthshow.com. What we do is synthesize lots of conversations that we have here so people can get a quick update on some of the major medical news of the week. The Ken is studying from the journals, and as the COVID thing is still on everybody's mind, it's hard to escape. We need to talk about that as we get started. So the testing, and I guess the two things that are on people's minds are the testing and whether or not there's going to be a vaccine. So let's start with testing and go from there, I guess, much as anything else. What do you have in terms of the saliva-based testing? What's going on there?
Well, the news this week regarding testing is that the FDA has approved an open-source saliva-based COVID-19 test, and this is really good news. You just have to spit into a jar, and there you go. If any of you had the earliest test for COVID-19, where a swab
sticking was, something up your nose,
and you felt like it was going into your brain and your sinuses, it was not the most pleasant experience. This obviously will be easier, quicker, faster, and be able to handle a lot more people. And it really will help with people who are concerned about schools, going to athletic events. This is a nice breakthrough, and it's going to work.
All right. So are you doing this sort of thing? You're a cardiologist, but you're treating people, obviously, who have COVID when they come into your office.
Well, no, we're hopefully not. That's the whole point with the healthcare system. We're hoping that if you have COVID, you don't get to the doctor's office, that you stay home unless you're having a severe case of it, and so you don't infect anybody. That's the whole healthcare plan right now. If you are in any way concerned that you might have COVID, you don't present to the doctor, you call the doctor, and that's why we have telehealth. That's why we're trying to talk to people over the phone and decide whether they need to come to the emergency room, because the only reason to go anywhere is if you need to be hospitalized. Otherwise, you stay home and you stay away and you get better on your own.
You know, we were talking earlier, I'm in Los Angeles this week to see other doctors. My primary care physician is a lady named Patricia Chang, who's here in L.A. I found her last year through my son and his in-laws, and you and she have had a number of conversations about me, and I never mind having me as a guinea pig, sort of as an example of what happens if, and, you know, whatever is going on with me. You and I have been frank about talking about it over the years, what you thought I should do and what you find when you look in the tests and that sort of thing. And one of the things this week that we've talked about is this whole business of is there a vaccine that's really going to do anything, or is it going to be something that is a placebo? And whatever it is, you look around the rest of the world, there are four or five companies in America that are pretty close. Apparently in Australia there's a vaccine that's ready for everybody. And is this going to end it? And most people you talk to think it is. And then there's the discussion of having a regular flu shot, Ken, which you've supported for years. And just let's take a side trip here for a minute as to what will happen for people who are going to take a regular flu shot. Why is it important this year versus any other year in relationship to COVID?
Well, there's a lot of questions there, so let's untangle this onion for a second. So I think we're talking first about flu shots, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about flu shots, because interestingly, the major players who are providing flu shots, which are no longer really the doctor's office, although many of us do provide flu shots, but vaccines really are moving to the pharmacists and the pharmacies that are in the big department stores. I know myself where even my primary care physician for some of the vaccines has said, you know, we don't give them anymore. You go to the pharmacist. So that's where a lot of this, especially the flu.
You ever give yourself a shot?
No, that would not. Not a vaccine. I mean, there are some appropriate shots that you self-administer. There's a cholesterol shot you and I were talking about before, some diabetic self-administer shots. But vaccines are not self-administered. The subcutaneous, the ones that are given into the soft tissue, are self-administered, but vaccines are usually given into the muscle, and those are deeper injections that I don't recommend you giving yourself. Anyway, the flu. In the past, I used to say, you know, think about the flu vaccine between Halloween and Thanksgiving, and actually, the flu vaccine this year, I'm going to recommend between September and October. And it's already available. The bigger pharmacists are already, with the ads, I saw them, I've seen them already. They're already out. I would wait till September. And then I get it. If you're 65 or older, you need to let the pharmacist know, because this year especially, there's going to be a unique formulation. In the past, well, you just, for 65 and older, sometimes you got two injections in a separate sitting. This year, there's available a separate formulation if you're 65 and older. But anyone 6 months or older who's not allergic to the flu vaccine should definitely think about getting the flu vaccine. And this year, you know, why is it even more important? Is because if you do get the flu, your resistance is going to be down, and the thought is that your immune system will be under attack, not working as well as it should be, and it might even raise your risk even more for getting serious, severe COVID-19.
All right. Sounds like a good idea, worth consideration. Let's talk more about vaccines and vaccinations as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health Excursion with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about the impact of weight on your body and on your ability to fight the COVID. Put yourself first. There are a lot of people who are trying to find an effective way to lose weight, to drain that weight out of your body, to get it away from your neck and from your stomach and your hips and your thighs, all that cellulite. And what I have found in my research and talking to people who are at the company, Calitrin is the way to do it. It's the weight loss formula that doesn't have any negative impact on you at all. None. Zero. Because it's all natural. No stimulants, no drugs, nothing in it is going to do anything but help you lose the weight and therefore help you stay healthy for yourself, for your spouse, for your children, your family. This is the optimum way to lose weight. It's known around the world now as a product to go to because it's all natural and it works so well. Takes a while. I recommend that you stay on the program for 6 months. And now if you go to toploss.com, you only have to pay for 3 months and you get 3 months free. It's a sort of back to school special, if you will. It's safe for the entire family. Get everybody in shape. Go to toploss.com and therefore be healthier and safer. That's the whole deal. It's buy three, get three free, or as many as you need. You need four, you need 10, everybody in the family on it. Great. Let's put them on it, because every bottle that you buy, you get another one free. Use the code DJV for that deal and have to pay no shipping charges. That's the DJV code. Lose the weight by going to buycalitrin at toploss.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So let's talk a little bit more about the vaccines. What do you think about all of the school systems? The state that I live in most of the year, Massachusetts, has declared that everybody from K through 12 has to have a vaccine by December. Has to be immunized with, if there's a COVID, yes, but if there, you know, the regular flu vaccine, you got to have it by December 31st, or you can't go to school. What do you think about requiring that sort of thing? I know you're a big...
You mean requiring the usual childhood vaccines before you have to go to school?
No. Flu vaccine. You can't... If you haven't had a flu vaccine that year, you cannot go to school. You have
specific to the flu.
Yes.
What do I think about requiring the flu vaccine?
Yep.
Well, in my humble opinion, anybody 6 months or older who's not allergic to it should have the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So, but you're also a civil libertarian.
But and then the question is, should they not be allowed? You're asking a step further. If they don't want it, should they not be allowed to go to school? See, this is a tough one for a civil libertarian, because the way these vaccines work, they work by herd immunity. Yeah. And if you don't have enough people vaccinated, then it puts everybody at risk. So, you know how you said a few weeks ago about you putting a mask on because you think it's a polite thing to do?
Yep. Distancing, all that. I think it's polite, but
getting a vaccine also is a polite thing to do, because you're helping not only yourself but everybody else.
All right. So that's the logic you're going to use with me this year to try to get me to take a flu shot.
It's the logic I would use any year, because with any vaccine, because many of them work also by herd immunity, and you need to get enough people immunized, and especially the flu vaccine does.
A yes or a no to pharmacists giving childhood vaccinations instead of doctors?
Fine.
It's okay. Yeah. And then, by the way,
I get them myself from pharmacists.
Yeah. Well, but you're an adult. I'm talking about children getting them. Doctors' prescriptions have been required before, but now that seems to have been waived in a lot of places. All right. More things coming up in the second half hour here of our Good Day Experience. We got more time with Dr. Ken. You'll enjoy it and you'll learn from it. Stick around.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Moving back into the, not necessarily the flu zone, Ken and I both want to kind of get off the virus thing. It's hard to do it because there's so much focus, but you know, you look at the info from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, you can see the numbers going down. It's just that you can't escape the numbers. The numbers, what is it they say, numbers don't lie. I guess it depends on who interprets them, because there have been a lot of people over this last 6 months who have said those figures are inflated or they're not true. What do you actually believe in terms of the numbers? Like, you're in Florida, which has been a horror show, and I'm in California, which has been a horror show. The other state I'm in most of the time, Massachusetts, this time of year, has been a model. And so, but you, people say, well, we don't know what the real numbers are. Do you think that's true?
Well, I know somebody in New York City whose high school son and his friends were waiting in line and signed up and then waited in line. And the line was so long, they said, the heck with this, you know, teenagers can be. And they didn't, although they filled out the forms, they didn't wait the 2 hours to get the test, got out of line. You know, they got in the mail that they were all positive and they hadn't even been tested. So
really? Oh,
yes.
My God. Really?
Yes. That's a true story.
So people who have, you know, we've talked a lot. It was interesting going through, as I said before, the experience.
All
the doctors,
five of them got in the mail. Their parents received letters that they were positive. They had filled out the information to take the test, but then waiting in line after an hour and a half, just got fatigued, tired of waiting, and got out of line and left.
So was this punitive? Well, you didn't show up, so we're going to, you tested positive, or was it just idiotic because they...
Well, you decide what it was. The point is that they never got tested, only filled out the forms, the paperwork, and then got in the mail that they were all positive. So you know, you asked me how accurate they are. There are definitely problems, is all I'll say. Whether I'll say why that is, you know, we could speculate. But
well,
regardless, there are problems with the count. I know of examples of people. There's an example down here of a motorcycle, of an unfortunate person who died in a motorcycle accident, and then they noted in the autopsy that they were COVID positive, and that was a COVID death. You know, so there are issues. What I follow in terms of the statistics are ICU admissions, hospital admissions, and deaths. The problem in general with testing is if you don't test, there's no cases. If you do aggressive testing, you get a lot of cases. So the numbers of positives, the number of cases is very much reflected on how much you test. But the death rate, the hospitalization rate, and the ICU admission rate, the number of people on, fraction of people on ventilators, those hopefully are more representative of what's going on. So when I'm looking at the curves and I have one number to look at, I'm looking at deaths, unfortunately. And I want to see the deaths flatten. And I'm hoping that we're getting those right. But I know that there's some counting error that involved in it.
Yeah. So you're thinking about, go back to your philosophy of life, if you will, and thinking about American exceptionalism as a matter of course, talking about kids and stuff. When you look around at the response to the pandemic, when you look at what people have done that seems pretty selfish, pretty undisciplined, pretty ineffective, like the kids you're talking about, that is pretty, when you look at, in America, we have freedom, and what freedom has done is allow more of this thing to be a problem. I think that's pretty.
Well, I don't know if it's any different in America. It's just human nature, and we can talk about human nature.
Yeah, in Sweden, they've had the same freedom, but they've been more responsible. I think it just depends on the culture, much as anything else. All right, we're going to talk about other things. It's time we go into other items of interest from Ken's research. Dr. Ken with Doug here on the Good Day Health Show at 28 after the hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The president is trying to block TikTok from giving China all of the proceeds from the sale, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC said it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
Tara Reid, who rocked the presidential primary race earlier this year with sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, voiced disappointment in the Democratic Party's handling of claims from her and other sexual harassment survivors as the convention draws to a close.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, so to me, what the speaker lineup, you know, showed is kind of a thumb in, you know, all our faces. It was really draconian and really disappointing. Rape culture in the United States is thriving under the Democratic Party. I feel like they are not only enabling, but they're allowing that behavior to continue.
In March, Reid accused Biden of sexual assault when she served as a staffer in his Senate office in 1993. She had previously come forward with 7 other women in April 2019 and accusing the Democratic nominee of inappropriate touching and other claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, your second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, I mentioned Sweden a few minutes ago, and I wonder, there is a whole different set of rules, or the lack of rules, in essence, that may play into this. Do you want to describe more concretely what the procedures were, or the lack of procedures in Sweden, Ken?
Well, what's unique about Sweden is that Sweden as a country, as opposed to many of the other countries in the world, especially America, decided in March not to shut down. And they recommended that their population just use good common sense, use intelligence, socially distance, keep your hands off your face and clean. Then they urged face masks, and they just didn't shut down, and they let their life live. And the problem with what you now, and initially they were doing really well, and now I think it's a little bit hard to get accurate information out of what's going on. You know, you read, because this now has become so political, you read some accounts that now Sweden is having a problem worse than other places. You read some other accounts that everything went well, and it shows that you can open up the schools, you can open up your life, and not have to shut things down. So I think right now it's really a challenge to get accurate information out of what's going on in Sweden. I would love to have somebody from Sweden on the air and ask them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, so one last sort of connection to COVID in our experience this week, the number of suicides. Rural America, there are two reasons, or three, I think, that have come across my mind and my thinking and my experience. Farmers. You know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm very open. I do a program every week called The American Family Farmer, which you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They may plug something else other than the Good Day Health Show podcast, the GoodDayHealthShow.com, that Ken and Jack do. But the number of people killing themselves on the farm as a result of what the farming experience is in America these days, or because of COVID, or because of other things, and being in the service, a lot of rural Americans go into the service. They come back, they can't find jobs, and they get desperate, and you know the story. So why would you think, I mean, is there a different stat here when you compare, according to this research anyway, people who live in rural America versus urban America in terms of suicides, Ken?
Well, when Dr. Fauci recommended in early spring that we close the country down, he, in his mind, and I've heard him admit this, he was thinking about, you know, what are the risks of not closing the country down? And that's all he really thought about. But on the flip side of the seesaw is, what are the risks of closing the country down? And I think that we're now really seeing them, not as speculation, but as clear facts. And they're demonstrated in a couple of the publications, medical papers that came out this week. One of them is that the suicide rate has spiked, and significantly in rural America, even though it's been a nationwide spike, but significantly more fractionally in rural America. And another thing is, there's a radiology study that came out based on looking at radiology exams in the emergency room. There's a clear fact that there's been a tremendous rise in domestic violence during the shutdown. And again, I think this is a result of shutting the country down. And these are things that we have to digest. Another issue of shutting the country down is that we were talking about immunizations before. People are just not doing the preventive health that is needed to be done. And we're going to see more cancer. We're going to see more heart disease. And we're going to see a number of medical issues. And I think next year we're going to see a huge increased demand for health care because of the lack of doing what needed to be done because of the shutdown.
I know, I promised we'd get off of COVID, but I look around and I think, all right, there's this issue and there's that issue. One of the things that came out this week was that healthy children may be more contagious than sick adults. You know, they don't know that they have it. They don't show the signs of it, children or not. I think one child here in California died of this. There have been many children, and he was completely challenged. He had diabetes, and he was way overweight. He was just a sick kid.
All right. Well, that healthy children are, it's very rare for healthy children to die of COVID, and it's not even clear that they're actually a big source of spreading it. That's
carrier.
They carry it, but whether adults get infected from them, this is an area of great, great debate, and I think we need to collect more data on it. But healthy children, there are outliers. You know, any death is horrible and sad, especially in a child, but clearly more children this year have died from flu, and it's not even close, that have died from COVID. And a healthy child to die from COVID is an incredible outlier. Has it happened? Yes, but it's extremely, extremely rare, fortunately. And, you know, flu is a bigger risk to their life than COVID, clearly.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I ignored in the last half hour was the immunity. Now, I was talking with you, and I think I said this on and off the air, that things are really much better than they were between the virus not being as strong, as mutated, and the fact that there's immunity is being created. So the studies show a focus on immunity, in fact, right, and how it's benefiting as we move forward.
Well, this is also an area that we need more data on, but there really was an encouraging study that came out this year that immunity to the coronavirus might actually last longer than we had thought. And this came out in Nature. And this is very encouraging because there have been some studies speculating and suggesting that the immunity doesn't last very long. But this was the first study that came out follow up longer, more thorough, suggesting that there may actually be some length to it. But this is such a new disease that we don't yet know how long the immunity will be. It's being studied. But fortunately, it looks like people who are exposed do develop some sort of significant immunity, and that's very good. And of course, there are going to be outliers where somebody has it, they're going to get it again. But for the bulk of us, it looks like at least for several months, because again, this hasn't been around several years, but at least for a several month period, you develop immunity. And that's the whole idea behind the vaccine and how often you'll need the vaccine. Well, you need the vaccine yearly, a booster after the first vaccine. This is all being studied in great depth. My own feeling about the vaccine is I think we will have a vaccine initially by the latest at the end of the year. I think by springtime, anyone who wants a vaccine will have it. And I'm hoping even earlier. And I think the Chinese may be first.
Yeah, great. Who's going to take that? Who's going to be first in line to take that one? So no good SOBs. All right. The most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com has its focus on a couple of things with Dr. Ken. The risk of cardiac-related problems and likely candidates for COVID that are connected to folks who have cardiac problems. That's not a new story, but there's an update that we cover talking about also the relationship between the common cold and the virus. And then we discuss a new drug that reduces hair loss. You can get that information. If you're losing your hair, you'll want to listen to this podcast. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. One of the things that we talk about here, too, Ken says you got to get a good night's rest, 7-8 hours of good sleep. Are you getting that? If you aren't, you want to examine the ambiance, if you will, that mattress, the mattress topper, if you have one. What? You don't have a mattress topper? You don't have a MyPillow mattress topper? Well, that's what we want you to think about right now in terms of what MyPillow has to offer. A patented foam solid piece in the first layer. The second layer is all about your body weight and how that piece of foam transits you across the bed so that you are going to relieve pressure points. In the third layer, make sure your body is kept cool. Your temperature is regulated. Most of the people that put mattress toppers on their mattresses that I know don't like them because they sweat. You don't want to do that, and you won't with a MyPillow mattress topper that's made in America. There's a zippered removable cover that's washable and dryable. The straps that hold it on to your bed, very handy. I got one on my bed. As a matter of fact, I got them on all my beds in my house. You want to have them too. Go to MyPillow.com. Check it all out. Along the other things that are there, there's tons of things. The bed toppers, though, are the special deal right now. You'll find it special pricing on the Radio Listener Specials page. MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV for the bargain on the mattress topper at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I said we're going to get off of Corona, and it doesn't seem like we can. There is a study that you've looked at this week. Ken looks at all the medical journals to understand what information he can use as a preventative cardiologist to help his patients and to help us on the radio understand what's going on. So the we have a lot of people talking about divorce. I know a divorce lawyer, never been busier in his life. Domestic violence during the pandemic. What does this study suggest? Yes, Ken.
It suggests that the stress of COVID is creating a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, and shutting our lives down has had a great impact, other than helping us to hopefully get COVID, and that people have a lot of COVID fatigue and want to get back to their regular lives.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's just amazing what it's done, shutting people up, shutting people in. You know, one of the other things that I saw this week was a suggestion that one of the vaccine manufacturers was not going to be able to come up with good comps or whatever they call it when they're testing it, because it couldn't get enough black people or Hispanics to be involved in the test. I think they have 30,000 people that are testing and they couldn't get it. Why would that be, do you think? And why is, could you explain what difference it make in terms of testing these sorts of things as to the color of the skin of people that are getting the shots?
Well, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but, certainly you want to get a wide distribution of sex and racial types, just to make sure that there's, you never know with these things whether they're going to have any differences in different genetic types. And that would be a reason to do your best to get a distribution that looks enough as much like the world population as possible. But you have to do the best you can.
Yeah. I mean, I look around and I was thinking about your daughter, as a matter of fact, now she's out of school. And what might have been the case with you and her, where she had to have still been in school and going through this like a lot of college kids are, it's disturbing because they're used to life that's sort of quote-unquote normal, whereas younger youngsters like my grandson, it isn't phasing him at all. He just thinks, okay, well, this is another experience because he doesn't know any better. And so when you think about what children are missing out on...
Think about if you were a senior last spring and, you missed out all the festivities of senior year of high school or college and graduation. That's, to me, is so pitifully sad.
It is. All right, coming up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken, more generic stuff about other things in medicine. That's up next here on this week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, sometimes I refer to myself as Dr. Doug, here with a focus on questions that are being asked by people. Here's one about births, preterm birth, and what that does for people, the youngster, not for the mother, but for the children that are born. And what's the definition of preterm? Ken, was it before 6 months or what, 6-7 months?
Right. In this study, normally it's 40 weeks. I guess you could say anything before 40 weeks. But in this study, especially before 7 months, what was a big issue is out of the British Medical Journal that women who give birth to preterm babies have a higher risk for developing health problems themselves and dying from them about a decade after delivery. And these were especially women who delivered under 28 weeks.
Back to COVID, which is still in everybody's mind, there's information around, floating around, that suggests a lot of people in America and elsewhere around the world don't really understand the information that's coming from the authorities, whether it's the government, whether it's their doctor, whether it's listening to you. I mean, I think you do your best to explain all of this stuff, but we all know that doctors have their own jargon, starting with how they write prescriptions that you can't read. But, and I had this experience this week. I had a guy, a bone density guy, looking and feeling in my body and reporting, you know, what he felt in each finger. And it was language I never heard, but I didn't understand what he was talking about. So do you think that's true with everything that comes from the doctor, unless you really spell it out? And is COVID-19 information also in that category?
Well, I think the popularity of you and us doing this for decades is part of what you're describing right now. You know, I like to kid with my patients that they send us away for 10 years to learn a language so no one can understand us doctors. You have to be careful, and as a physician, know your audience and make sure that people are understanding, and sometimes even a question or two to your patient to confirm that people are understanding. But this is a problem in medical communication, regardless of what it is. I think what is added to the COVID is that there, unfortunately, is a lot of misinformation out there, so that people are hearing conflicting messages, especially in the media, and this is confusing people and making it so they don't know what to believe. That's what I think is unique to COVID.
Right. Now, a question, practical question about, you know, I've traveled this week, been on an airplane, been in airports, been in public restrooms, and the thought occurred to me, when you flush, you know, there's that business we learned early on that the COVID sticks to things. Like, I went to the dentist and they didn't want to clean my teeth because of the things, the particles that come when they spray stuff into your mouth. And does the COVID attach itself to those particles? So is it dangerous to go into a public restroom?
Is it dangerous to go into a public
restroom? Because when you flush the toilet...
I know what you're saying. I'm not aware of anybody who has gotten COVID from after flushing a toilet. You know, there's some speculation that it's oral fecal, because you'd have to say that it's oral fecal and then it gets in the toilet and then it aerosolizes from the toilet.
Right.
My understanding, and I follow this from the beginning, is that most of COVID is aerosolized when people cough, sneeze, or talk, and then it gets into the air, and then most of it comes into us through breathing. The receptor for the virus is in the nose. 90% of us receive it through the nose, although you can get it through the eyes or the mouth. But that's how I think most people will get COVID: aerosolization, breathe it in through their nose, and get it.
So, with that thinking, my reference to the dentist, should people not go to the dentist now because your mouth is open and whatever's
right
in there?
Well, that is an interesting, unbelievably big debate, because the World Health Organization this week recommended that routine preventive dentistry be put off for now. And the American Dental Association came out and strongly disagrees.
Yeah, who agrees with the World Health Organization? They don't
well, let me tell you, personally, I'm still going to the dentist.
Me too.
It depends on the dentist. It depends on what they're, you know, how aggressive they are. And, you know, they're all masked up, and maybe to reassure you, maybe go a little earlier in the day.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting thought. All right. Answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.